This morning, CNN is asking for an emergency hearing. This is after the White House has warned that they may pull our colleague Jim Acosta's press pass again.
Yeah, you thought this was all settled last week? Well, on Friday, the network won a temporary restraining order forcing the White House to restore Acosta's credentials for 14 days. But just after that, White House officials sent Acosta a letter saying they may suspend his pass once that order expires. CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter is with us. So TROs, temporary restraining orders, by nature, they last for 2 weeks, 14 days. White House saying, okay, that's all the time you have.
Right.
So CNN wants here the judge to move to a more lasting decision, right?
Yes,
a temporary
exactly right.
injunction.
Yes, CNN was victorious in round one. I said on Friday, we don't know how many rounds there's going to be. Mm-hmm. Looks like there's going to be many rounds in this legal battle because almost as soon as that temporary restraining order was put into effect on Friday, Bill Shine and Sarah Sanders, two of the defendants in the lawsuit, sent a letter to Acosta, a two-page letter that I have here, that essentially lays the groundwork to take the press pass and revoke it again, which would essentially be at the end of the month, 11 days from today.